Annie, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
What happened to you last night, Annie?
Well, we normally have a trip to the Panto, our extended family, coming up to Christmas each year. And last night, well, none of us made it, really. We were driving down from the north side of the city. The Panto starts in the Opera House at 7. And, well, we had heard that there was going to be a peaceful protest between 6 and 6:30. So we thought the sensible thing to do would be to leave it until 6:30, head down and arrive, you know, to be dropped off at 7. And so we set off and on our way down the Antrim Road at 6:30. And we thought we would try and get down via the Shore Road. So we went down onto the Shore Road and turned one way, and the street was completely cut off by a large crowd, you know, with flags and so on. So we turned back and thought we'd head the other way, but very quickly we ran into another large crowd with flags, and we realised that effectively there was no way out of, you know, that part of town. So,
and when you say you ran into a large crowd with flags, were they blocking your way? Were they behaving peacefully?
Was very,
what was happening?
It was very efficient. You know, it was in both directions. It was a large crowd that, you know, kind of with several layers of people thick, completely, you know, across the road in each direction. And there was just no way that, you know, you couldn't approach it. There was no way you'd be getting through.
So they were blocking the road.
Yeah, they were very effectively blocking the road. It just looked extremely well organised. So we thought we'd head back up to the Antrim Road and see if there was any way into town that way. So I got on the phone to the PSNI and explained the situation and asked what would be the, you know, the safest route. And the PSNI lady who I spoke to said, look, things are turning nasty. There's by now 6:45 and the Panto starts at 7. And she said, look, things are turning nasty. There are men with masks appearing on the streets. And I would advise you to, you know, don't come anywhere near here, essentially. And she told me that that there were a lot of people who were effectively trapped in Day's Hotel car park because there was an angry mob outside. And
trapped?
Trapped, yes. And the police were on their way to see what they could do.
And did she talk about the potential safety of the city centre?
Well, she was very much painting a picture that things were volatile and that it wasn't going, you know, that what had started as a peaceful protest was now becoming sinister. Her words were, look, masked men are now appearing, and when that happens, it's generally not a good sign. That was how she put it. And then obviously she explained about the car park situation, and my thoughts then turned to my brother, his wife and toddler, who were ahead of us and had already got as far as town. So I hung up and phoned them to see where they were, planning to warn them to leave, really.
And then when you were walking along, you saw these masked men jumping on top of a car.
Well, what happened, that was my brother, you see. I then phoned my brother, and as I say, he had parked his car in the Dublin Road car park where the cinema is, you see.
Yeah.
And he and his wife and daughter were making their way towards the Opera House, but they came upon a large crowd, and they thought that because they were on foot that it would be all right. You see, it was supposed to, they had thought it was a peaceful protest, and as they approached the crowd, a mob of men jumped. There was a car driving, you know, parallel to them in the road, and a mob of men jumped on top of the car. And they were terrified and obviously turned and went back the other direction. But
that's a nice Christmas experience for your children, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to believe, really. We had hoped, I mean, we really had hoped that because this had been so well publicised as an organised peaceful protest, we thought, well, look, people are entitled to protest, but let's carry on with life. It'll, you know, hopefully it'll be all right. And it was just very disappointing that, again, things descended into violence like this.
Annie, thank you very much for calling us today. Annie, thank you for describing that to us.